All right, talking with the pride of Langenberg, Saskatchewan, from right around where my family's from, Jess Moskaluk. How's everything been?
Good, it's been crazy. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just enjoying the hecticness of CCMA week.
Always.
How's your week been?
Busy. Like I said, it's been crazy, but we're having a really good time and really happy to be here.
Now, I mean, you were tearing down the CCMA house yesterday. What is it that you love so much about CCMA time?
Honestly, it's just a really great opportunity for us to celebrate each other's successes over the year and just see each other, give each other hugs, have a drink. It's a big family reunion.
So, I mean, I just noticed you have a tattoo right there on your collarbone.
This one?
Yeah. What's that date symbolize?
This symbolizes the day that four of my best friends passed away.
Oh.
And they had always kind of razzed me for not being spontaneous enough. And so I was in LA one time recording some stuff for YouTube, and I just walked into any old tattoo shop on the street and I got a tattoo just to memorialize them.
Well, it's great. Your tattoo has meaning. I get a little awkward when they ask, why'd you get
Vampire Snoopy?
They never actually ask why Vampire Snoopy. That one they never ask, but the other ones they start asking questions about. Everybody sees Vampire Snoopy.
Well, then why Vampire Snoopy?
Why not Vampire Snoopy?
Perfect answer.
It's Vampire Snoopy. Everybody loves Vampire Snoopy.
Love it.
So, I mean, unfortunately, you didn't get to come up to the Peace Country because of COVID with the hashtag Redneck Tour.
Yes.
So, is there any plans on coming up our way anytime soon, hopefully, or?
Well, I know that we're coming. I'm not sure of the exact dates at the moment without looking at my calendar, but I know that we just announced the Winter Wonderland Tour. We're bringing the Prairie States out for support on that one, and that starts in November, and it goes pretty much right up to Christmas, and we're doing kind of Western Canada. So, hopefully,
okay,
we're up around there. I know we're in the Alberta region.
Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, I think it is, but...
Yes, that's a great question. I would love to answer it.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those two, but that's not too far.
No, we're doing Dawson Creek for sure.
Okay, that's the one it was then, okay. So, I mean, what is it like, because you're somebody that's continued to live in a small town. I'm somebody who's from the city, who's frequently visited small towns, as you're well aware, and lives in a smaller town now. I mean, what is it about small towns that you just love?
It's the people. I mean, I grew up there, that's where my family is from, you know, and it just makes so much sense for me to stay where the people I love are.
Was there any chance you were going to go to Nashville or anything like that, or was that just written off?
Of course, it's always a conversation that we have had in the past and we'll continue to have for the future, but for right now, I'm really rooted and happy where I am.
So are you excited to get home to see Nala and Blue? Because I saw they were not too happy you were packing up to go for here.
That's right. Yeah, they weren't too pumped that I was leaving, but I am excited to get home, but that's far away. So we're hopping on a plane and going to the UK tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. I mean, have you been to Europe? Have you ever played there?
Like, we have. Yeah, okay. I have. Yeah. So we're bringing the Apologetically Canadian Tour, which is the MDM artist. We're bringing that on tour to the UK.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time, Jess.
Thank you.